Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 762. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want an audio tape or a CD. They're both free, including the postage and handling. I've got music, letters, and a powerful message from the sixth chapter of the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is a book that needs to be understood right now because the time that the book of Revelation is speaking of is at hand. It's happening right now. It has been happening for quite some time. But let's pray, Father, that you, Father God, will continue anointing me, not with any private interpretation of the Word of God, but the way that you want it preached and taught. Guide me in everything that is said, Lord. Let the words be directly from you, that the souls may be sure of what this book is saying. Because there's tremendous penalties on people's lives that preach the gospel falsely. It is a very awesome thing for people to be reading and also especially teaching from this book, because there's a great condemnation to those that make up their own interpretation of it. It has to be solid. It has to be your interpretation. Otherwise, people are not being fed from you. And Father, so I pray that you will definitely guide me in everything that is said, because I do not want to receive any condemnation for teaching people the wrong, any wrong whatsoever. So, Lord, I ask that you bind Satan. The Word of God does that, and that's why I preach the Word of God, to bind him. It's your Word that binds him, Lord, not me. But I am used by you to bind Satan, and so many people just ask you to do it without them doing anything themselves. You've called us to work. And Lord, work we will do. We will follow that command, or else we will not be in heaven with you. Lord, open, send in many, many finances, and don't let us get involved in buying anything unless it be of you. Heal sick people, Lord, that are your children, of every sickness, infirmity, every disease, and raise the dead, people that are dead, Father, in their sins and trespasses, and raise them from death unto life. I pray, Lord, that you'll strengthen the church in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, this is myself singing Come and Dine, and it's with the Jordanaires.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. Where there's manna, he doth feed and supply every need. Oh, tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude took the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called to them, now come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, who no water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride, you be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assist.
symbol be. Oh, it will be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, drew the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine.
Praise the Lord. All right. He wants us to dine on his word. And that's why the pastors, people, the teachers, they have to feed the lambs. We have to feed you the word of God. And there's so few people that are desirous of doing this, and therefore they're not keeping the commandments of the Lord, and therefore they're witches. The Bible says that all people that do not keep God's word, in other words, they don't do what he commands them to do, they're witches, because they're disobedient. And this is what happened with King Saul. He said, well, I was just going to give sacrifices and offerings unto you. The Lord says, well, I told you to kill all those beasts, to slaughter every one of them. Do not save any of them. But he did, because he said, I know you told me to kill him, but I didn't, because I want a sacrifice to you, Lord. And the Lord told him, obedience is better than sacrifice. And so he took his kingdom away from him and gave it to King David. He gave it to a shepherd boy to become the king of Israel. Saul was a great big man, very bulky, fat, a lot of fat and sinew and bulk. But he was not an obedient servant like the psalmist David. But so we have to feed the sheep. And you being sheep, and I being a person, a shepherd of the Lord, must teach you the word absolutely, perfectly. Otherwise, you are going to be misled. And if I mislead God's people, well, I'm in a lot of trouble. You can read at the end of the book of Revelation that the different condemnation that would happen to me or anyone that will preach this word improperly or to come in with their own interpretation. So we're in chapter 6. And the Apostle John is saying, and I saw when the Lamb opened, when the Lamb, Jesus is the Lamb, when Jesus opened one of the seals of the book that had the seven seals on it, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. This thunder. Thunder wakes people up. And so he heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts, now, as saying, come and see. Well, God has four beasts, but they're good beasts. And they are very familiar because they were humans. And Satan has his beast, and this is the Antichrist government. And God has four beasts because they were put together. They together represent all the things that are going on earth. They were doing the work of, they were God's beasts doing the things that God wanted them to do on earth. And they're just a figure of, or a metaphor of the Lord's people. But you know, so is the beast of the Antichrist, the Satan. His beast is composed of many evil people on earth that absolutely refuse to believe God's word, and they have taken on the mark of the beast. Now, a lot of people say, well, you have to, the mark of the beast is where they implant a one of these microchips in your forehead or on your hand, and you have to willingly take it. But most people on earth, because most of the people on earth, the whole world, is deceived, and so therefore they've already taken the mark of the beast in their hearts, in their spirits, in their souls. So they've already blasphemed the Holy Spirit. Now, it doesn't matter what these beasts look like. They're symbolic of people. It wouldn't make any difference if it was a calf and or a goat or a man or whatever. They're people. And so one of the seals and heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts. Now there's four beasts. So one of them is saying, because there's four horses here involved. Four horses. And because these beasts had stayed in the Word of God for so many years, and now they're next to God, they understand the meaning of those four horses. A white one, a black one, a red one, and a pale horse. And so it's going to be broken down to you just in simple, godly language, because that's what the Lord is having me do for you. And most, I don't know anybody that knows this, all right, and except myself. But it's very simple. The Bible is very simple. Once you understand the metaphors or the symbols or the types or the figures, and you've got that, well, then you've got it. And once you understand you've gone through fire on earth, you've fought the beast, Satan's beast. We don't fight God's beasts, but we lead people to God, to where they become servants of the Lord, and servants that allow the Lord to live in them and speak in them, and to do his work. So we're like beasts of burden, so to speak, or servants of the Lord. Because if Satan has a beast, there has to be somebody on this earth to combat that beast. The beasts of Satan is a group of antichrists. It's not one man. The Bible says that there's one body of Christ, just one man. But all of us are members of that body of Christ. We all are members of it. So there's only one body, and there's only one body of Satan. These are represented in this chapter by four different horses called the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Now, the Apocalypse is the book of Revelation. These are the four horses of the book of Revelation. And it's really good for you to receive this because it's true. And one of the four beasts said, come and see. What is this noise of thunder? Well, you know, we're living in the last days, and the Lord wants to wake people up. And so there has to be a thunderous report. There has to be the latter rain. There has to be something that will open the ears, because God in his mercy wants everybody to know that it's the end of time, and that their souls are at stake. And there's so much deception in the world that people are totally deceived. You can go by these water parks and you can hear the children laughing and screaming and playing, and they're just dead to the reality of any spiritual thing. They're not, and the adults are just sitting there talking and laughing, and they're dead to the fact that there's something going on that is so far above them that they don't have any idea of it. And it's the Lord is sending thunder now on this earth to wake the people up. Why? Because the Lord doesn't want anyone to go to hell in the lake of fire, and that's where they're going if they don't receive the things that are being preached here today, and the things that I preach every day. So come on and see. He wants John to see what's going on, because even John doesn't know what's happening in the last days. What's happening, man? I mean, there's four horses here, and what does it mean? Because, you know, if it's something that I should know, and I don't know it, maybe I'd go to hell in the lake of fire. And that's true. So verse 2, and I saw, and behold, a white horse. Now, white is always represented as God. But there is a verse in Revelation chapter 13, verse 11 that says, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake like a dragon. He spoke as a dragon, and we know that dragons hiss. That the great red dragon is mentioned in the book of Revelation as being the devil. And that that Satan and his seat is in the city of the seven hills or mountains. And that's where the Vatican is. And of course, the Bible in metaphors tells, it doesn't mention the word Vatican, but you can tell if you have wisdom and the fear, which is the fear of the Lord, you know that it's true. They're a big political organization, and they're satanic. And that is the where Satan's seat is. The devil's seat is in Rome, in the Vatican. Now, verse 2. And I saw, John said, and behold, a white horse. Well, everything white isn't of the Lord. If there's a beast that ascends up out of the... it's this hellish, evil spirit that is taking hold on men and women and children in this world and making them believe that they're right, and that Satan gets a hold on them and makes them believe that they're homosexuals. And they really believe it, because the spirit, this beast, this white horse has to do with Satan. And he that sat on him had a bow. Doesn't say that he has arrows, but usually people that are holding a bow have also arrows. And what it is the beginning of persecution. They take aim at certain Christian, true Christian groups, and they shoot arrows at them. They begin to persecute them. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. In other words, he was given authority, and he went forth conquering. And to conquer. Well, some people would say that this is the Antichrist sitting in Rome, and he has a crown, and he says that he's God. Amen. And then he goes to conquer because he's political. He wants to conquer every nation. And so, because he has a crown, he's... calls himself the king of the earth, or God Almighty himself here on earth, the vicar of Christ. So he dispatches our United Nation forces, his United Nation forces, to bomb and destroy, to conquer, if you will. It says, went forth conquering and to conquer, and to cause everybody on earth that is not of the Lord to become a democracy. And any kingdom that will not become a democracy, he will send United States of America forces, because that we are the brute, the bruta beast that Satan uses to go and compel people by bombing the men, women, and children of different countries and killing the leaders like they did in Romania. They make up all kinds of evil reports on them like they do people that are Christians. They brought people, this white horse brought people into the United States that were cults, like Sun Myung Moon and many other cults, and then they started showing how evil they are, and then they started throwing into the group that they had, Christian groups, and they did that with us to try to make us look like we're a cult. And actually, God is the one that called me in a very supernatural way. I would have never been doing what I'm doing now for love or money. First of all, I wouldn't need money. If I took the Beatles album that I own, that I received from Peter Best of the Beatles, I could sell it and I could live comfortably for the rest of my life. So you know for sure that I'm not doing what I'm doing today for money. I'm doing what I'm doing today because God called me to do it, and God put his fear in me that I am not going to double-cross God, and I'm as Judas did, and as most of the people that call themselves Christians in the world have, because they're listening to false prophets, which means they've double-crossed God. They've said, you know, they just don't want any trouble from this white horse. Because he has a crown, he's got a big shot over the whole world now. And his crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. And that's where we are at this present time, is he's almost conquered and put into place democracy, which is nothing more than a satanic dictatorship. Now, I don't mind a dictatorship if it's God being the dictator. But I don't want Satan being the dictator over me. Okay? And if you're of the Lord, you don't want Satan being the dictator over you. All right? And so, this is what that's all about. And the Bible states that Satan, right here, is going to conquer. And he has. And they're having a tough time with Iraq, because Iraq is so into their own religion, their own way of life, their own way, and it's like a traditional thing. Almost like the Muslims, and in many ways are Muslims there. And they believe that anyone that would convert to Christianity should be murdered, killed. But, and so that's why they're having such a hard time. They want them to, white horse that has a crown on his head, wants everybody to be Catholic. Catholic. And to obey him. Hopefully you got the point. I could go on for hours with this one, this first horse. And, first of all, this horse, they not only want to conquer, but they want you to believe, they don't care if they bomb millions of people, but they want you to learn their religion. And their religion, they call it the New World Order. They want you to believe that everyone is wicked, and the false preachers are helping them by saying, no one is perfect. You can sin. Once saved, always saved. And they want to murder everybody that says, no, that isn't true, that the Bible says that we have to be perfect to enter the kingdom of God. And so it's a doctrinal thing. It's a war of words. And they want to run all the schools, and they do run all the secular schools system. The whole, they even make up new curriculum that is totally false. And it's an entire conquering type horse. And he's got a bow, and if you don't do what he says, he isolates you and begins persecuting you. You will not be able to buy or sell. However, the Lord, remember, the Lord did send down manna from heaven for 40 years. That's all they were eating was that. And, God gave them a water. And there's a place that the Lord is going to put us where he will feed us for a season. And we will escape this white horse. This Antichrist, one of the head Antichrist, that has a crown on his head, who says he's the king of the world. And it's Satan's last attempt to rule the world, but he never will rule it all, because we're on earth, and we will tell people and warn them not to buy of him anything or do anything that he says, because if they want to go to heaven, they have to do what the Lord says. And this imitator, who is dressed in white and all these fancy robes in Rome, he's the one that the Bible talks about in Revelation 13:11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon, because the Apostle John knew what was the words of God. But when the words of Satan is coming out of this lamb, he knows that this is a phony. This is a counterfeit. This is a person that is pretending to be an angel of light. He's pretending to be dressed in white, riding a white horse, perhaps, and having a crown on his head. And he is fierce, the book of Daniel states, and he speaks as a dragon, as the great red dragon, the devil. So we can't go by what people look like, because some of us, like myself and John the Baptist and people like that, we don't look like godly people. Because the Lord is not the God of our outside appearance. He's the God of he's living in us. He's like a God that lives inside of us. The kingdom of heaven is inside of us. But there's so many people, there's an image that people love. It's the squeaky clean image. And they are so deceived by, freshly scrubbed skin, and a nice blue suit and a red tie, or godly robes, white robes, and fancy hats, and huge chapels, and people that chant, Mary, we pray to you, Mary, and all that. They're deceived by that. And this is fakery. This is not Christianity. It's fakery. It's of the devil. It's Antichrist. There's nothing that the Lord tells us to do that is like that at all. And we're not to murder people. We're not to kill them at all. Because thou shalt not murder. We're not to plan. You people have to become democratic, a democracy, or we'll bomb the hell out of you. And you see that they've done that. Former President Bill Clinton stated that he bombed over 50 countries and made them democratic or a democracy, which really means that they fell under the dictatorship of Rome. So, he was in, now verse 3, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, so this is beast number 2 of God's beast, come and see, I want you to see all these things that's happening on earth, because this is what's going to be happening in the end time. And was not the first to horse what's happening on earth today?
Amen.
Amen. And there went out another horse that was red. All right. And power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. Has that happened?
Yeah.
Is there any peace on earth?
No.
Only the peace that we have between us and God. That's the only peace. But the world doesn't have any peace. And there was given unto him a great sword. I mean, it's getting worse. Now, this dictator has gotten his crew together, this beast, this horse, this Antichrist beast, and he is went and he when he had opened the and there was given unto him this great sword. Well, the sword is the great mouth to kill, to do, try to destroy every word of God that's preached. They say that Jesus never rose from the dead. This is a great sword. Now, the sword of the Lord is the word of God. Now, this sword that's given unto this beast, which is definitely, again, of Rome, because their color is red and purple and scarlet, and gold, and you read the Bible and it's dangerous to you. Don't read the Bible, just read the missals. Jesus really never rose from the dead. We found his bones. And you see this, it's many movies that say that, you know, Jesus was having sex with Mary Magdalene. Just anything to attempt to drag down Jesus to their level. When Jesus had never had sexual relationships with any woman, and there's so much proof that he rose from the dead. As a matter of fact, he appeared to me with my eyes wide open. He appeared to the Apostle Paul with his eyes wide open, and there's so much proof that he lives. He's alive, and we know that he has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to comfort us when all these things are being said, and to give us great firmness in believing that he is not what these red horse is saying about him and his word. And there was this other horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Well, he knows that he has our military under his wing now, because they have believed that he is right. Where do you think all these orders are coming from? There's no group of people that are that positive in what they're doing unless they have a leader. Everybody just doesn't get together and start doing things that are totally against God, or no one gets together doing the things that are of the Lord unless they have a leader, which is the Lord. And so this great sword is given unto him. Well, what is that? Well, you saw him go over there and murder all the people at Waco. And they have the media, this is Satan's voice, to try to say, nah, they really deserved it and all this sort of thing. But even some of the federal agents that were there repented. They said, we stopped being part of this Antichrist red horse and white horse government because we don't want to be any part of it. And we saw what they were doing. They were slaughtering those people and for no reason at all. We went there and we called it a turkey shoot. And at first I thought it was going to be fun, these federal agents said. But my Lord and my God, they were killing those people with this great sword, with the word. They implanted the word into a bunch of Hanyok's heads and made them believe that it was the right thing to do is go over there and have a turkey shoot. Murder as many of those people as they could. And what did they do wrong? Nothing. Okay, they weren't Catholic is what it really was. And this has been an ongoing thing. I mean, it's people are becoming more and more deceived. They're believing that the good people are evil and the evil people are good. And the Lord said that they would do that in the last days, that they would take the things. They would say that evil is good and that good is evil. Just like they're saying today with this sword, that it's why should we not allow homosexuals to be married one to another? Because it is Antichrist. It is not true. They will, by saying that, you're helping the people, these homosexuals, to go to hell when the Lord tells them that they can be saved. The Lord doesn't hate them. He hates the deeds that they're doing. All these things that these four horses are doing here are just deeds of the Nicolaitans. They're the deeds of the Antichrist. They're the deeds of Satan. And they are given a space to repent because God sent us into the world, preachers, teachers, pastors, evangelists like myself, prophets, to warn people. The seven thunders, all these thunders are like warnings because it's the end of time. It's a warning for you to repent. Now, when a homosexual is driven by this these demons in him, when they repent, the Spirit of the Lord enters in and casts the demons out. Or it doesn't make any difference what you've done. You may have murdered many babies, but you come unto the Lord. And Mr. Clinton, you may have murdered millions of people, and you boast about it. And now you're coming to the end of your days, and now I want you to know that if you say the sinner's prayer, if you get down on your knees and humble yourself, instead of wanting the praise and of human beings, what good is that going to do you when you stand before the Lord God Almighty? You're going to hell, and then there's nothing. You're going to look like a shriveled up piece of beef jerky. But it's you'll be on in flames, and you cannot escape. So this red horse is given a great sword, verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see, come over here and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. Verse 6. Well, do you think that that's come to pass? Put two and two together. Verse 6. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou hurt not the oil and the wine. This is talking about famine. things, events that are happening on earth. Because this is a warning. The Lord says, as you see a bud coming out on a tree, that you know that spring is here, and pretty soon it's going to be summer, and the bloom will come out from the bud, or the piece of fruit that is in the bud, and it's going to come to pass. And here's some of the things that are going to be happening here on earth. Now, this is symbolic. If you think it's wrong that a horse is symbolic, the oil and the wine are the people of the Lord. See that you don't hurt them. So even when the Lord allowed Satan to take all that Job had away from him, he said, you are not able to kill him. And Satan can't do anything that the Lord doesn't allow. And so you're saying, wait a minute now, the Lord is allowing Satan to put a bunch of juice in the gas chambers in Germany and in Poland and Czechoslovakia, these places. The Lord could have stopped it, let's put it that way. But I've heard, I'm Jewish myself, and I've heard many people that don't think I'm Jewish because I changed my name to Tony Alamo. They say, what did God call us for, to suffer? The Jews say that. Or, with Jesus, this Jesus. And instead of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they make jokes about him. And the Lord is uptight about that. He doesn't like that. And he doesn't also like the way that these people and other people, the Gentiles in the world, are trying to hurt the oil, which is representative of the Holy Spirit, and the wine, which is the power of the Holy Spirit that are in his people. He doesn't want these satanic beings to hurt the oil and the wine, the church, the body of Christ. Verse 7, and when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. Verse 8, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with Satan's false doctrines. Because once your soul is convinced that the word of God is not true, then you've accepted the word of Satan, and they've not only killed your body, but they've killed your soul. Your soul will spend eternity in the lake of fire. And they did it with words. And they killed the bodies also with the sword and with hunger. They starved them to death. And how do people get starved in these last days here? These are man-made, at this present time, these are man-made famines. But God is going to cause real, honest-to-God famines on people that reject him and accept the word of Satan. And so he's going to kill them with the sword, with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. Now, the Bible also plainly states that God, in the beginning, made the beast to be afraid of humans. But now that's not happening. He's lifted that. Just beasts knew better than to attack humans. But now they're attacking them. They're coming down from the mountains and mauling children and adults. Verse 9, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God. These are martyrs. And for the testimony which they held, the testimony of Jesus. They would not, even at the loss of their life, when they were told that they were going to die or recant, they wouldn't. Verse 10, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge us, avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Verse 11, and white robes were given unto them, to every one of them, every single one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed or martyred as they were should be fulfilled. Because that's going to happen first. Verse 12, and behold, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. When the Lord says a great one, the Bible says that the whole earth is going to be moved off of its axis. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. Verse 13. And the stars of the heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Well, now, the stars are going to start slamming into the earth. Not only a meteorite, but stars will come banging down on earth. Yes. Yes, indeed. And you'll see that this will come to pass. Verse 14. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. In other words, it's the heavens. You look up to the sky, you never realized it before, but that's a big scroll that's closed. And then all of a sudden, the whole heavens start opening up, and you're going to see something. All right, now let's turn the page here. And we'll go to verse, we'll continue the verse here. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. That's a mighty earthquake. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 15, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men. Rico! Oh, you're so rich! And the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Why are they hiding themselves? Because they never accepted the Lord. They accepted Satan as their leader and they're the one to believe. They didn't believe that these things would happen. So they're going to be screaming their heads off. Verse 16, and said to the mountains, oh, rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Jesus is full of wrath now. Well, you have to tune in tomorrow to hear some more of this. These are things that are shortly to come to pass, the book of Revelation says. So, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? That's the end of chapter 6. Now we have letters. So where's the first letter coming from?
From the Philippines.
All right, let's hear what they have to say.
Dear Evangelist Tony Alamo, I have been listening to your program for quite some time. I cannot put into words all that they mean to me, how much spiritual growth they have given me. I used to read the Old Testament and understand very little. It was even boring, but I read anyway because it is the Word of God. I was confused and agitated, but I read. Then, praise be to God, one of my friends told me about your program, and everything changed. I learned the meaning of certain words through you and got a better historical orientation. The help your programs are to me is priceless. I want to thank the Lord for your program. Your program is God's wonderful plan to spread the good news to everyone here in the Philippines. Continue spreading the good news. Sincerely, Luz from Tanza, Philippines.
Okay, now do you have a short one, because we're out of time almost?
From Alexandria, Louisiana. Says, Mr. Alamo, I want to help spread the wonderful word of God. Please send me more of your newsletters. Thanks for the last package you sent me. Again, thanks. Laretha from Alexandria, Louisiana.
Okay, and we have letters from people in Sweden that want to move in. Some lady, and we've had two letters from them. There's just all sorts of letters coming in. And why not? You know, they want to know if we're going to open a church in their areas. Well, you know, Jesus was only in one place. And if you're hearing the word of God and from one place and you can't find any other place, the best thing for you to do is to come where we're at, because you'll hear the true word of God here without any excuses whatsoever. So, come on down, as they say. Our time is now ready to join ourselves with the Lord and to utterly forsake all the words of Satan and all his lies. You know, the Bible, it condemns anyone that murders their babies, condemns homosexuality, lesbianism, but the Lord will save your soul if you depart from all these things. And so the way that you do that is say a prayer to the Lord. That's the first step. And then the other steps will follow. We'll tell you all about it. Say to the Lord these words, because words are very important. Say to him, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord and give him all the glory. And here's Sharon to tell you how you can receive a copy of this program, number 762. It's free. Let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, tune in again tomorrow for another powerful message from the book of Revelation. You know, the Lord says to reject all the words of the Antichrist that you're hearing today and to believe on his words. His word is the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is myself to sing, I believe in the Lord, amen, the word of God.
Flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, some somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky,